This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
U.S. stocks wobbled on Thursday after a cooler-than-expected reading on producer prices helped soothe investor worries stemmed by Wednesday's surprise uptick in consumer prices. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dipped 0.2%, while the S&P 500 rose 0.2%, coming off a rout that saw the gauges drop about 1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained roughly 0.7%. Meanwhile, that 10-year Treasury yield traded around 4.57% after surging to touch its highest level since November on Wednesday. The producer price index in March rose 0.2% from the previous month, a lower rate of growth than economists had forecast. Year-over-year growth of 2.1% was also below estimates. However, that annual growth represented the fastest jump in producer prices in nearly a year. Stocks pulled back and bond yields soared after a hotter-than-expected March CPI report prompted investors to reassess expectations for Federal Reserve policy. The market is now pricing in just 2 rate cuts in 2024 to come later in the year than foreseen. A handful of analysts believe no cuts or even a hike may be possible depending on how economic data shape up. Across the pond, the European Central Bank held rates steady at record highs, but gave a clear signal that rate cuts were on the way. Another headwind, rising oil prices, returned to the fore amid growing worries about a potential attack on Israel by Iran forces. Crude futures slipped but stayed near 6-month highs, with West Texas Intermediate trading a tad below $86 per barrel, while Brent stayed above $90. Against that backdrop, hopes are that first quarter corporate results can provide momentum to stocks, given limited signs that high borrowing costs are slowing earnings. As reports trickle in, investors are bracing for quarterly updates from some of America's biggest banks, including J.P. Morgan, to usher in the season in earnest on Friday. Finally, here were Thursday's trending tickers. Rent the Runway. Shares of the clothes rental platform soared during Thursday's trading session after the company shared an upbeat outlook for the year ahead. Rent the Runway stated 2024 to be a milestone year for the company's financials. The clothing rental retailer plans to break even and have free cash flow this year. Rivian Automotive. Shares of the EV startup were trading below $10 each for the first time after a report that rival Ford has lowered the price of its F-150 Lightning in an effort to boost electric vehicle sales. And CarMax. CarMax stock fell as much as 12% after the used automotive retailer posted fourth quarter results that missed analyst estimates on both the top and bottom lines. The company also pushed back its goal to sell 2 million units annually to between fiscal year 2026 and fiscal year 2030 due to uncertainty in the timing of market recovery. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.